And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we want you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to the good old program on iTunes.
That's right.
So once a week, this show can be downloaded straight to your computer.
What? What do you mean once a week?
And gum up all of your iFiles.
You can download this show at will. We've got so many shows in our catalog. You could listen to last year's, the years before.
Yeah,
don't just download the new show. Download some old shows.
Yeah, download them all.
Why not? You want to mess up your hard drive or screw up your phone or do anything? Why not with the Fred and Jeff
Show?
That's
right. That's right. So we have been enjoying the great holiday season.
Yes, we have.
In the old Pueblo.
Yes, we have.
And
I'm still trying to get over all those tamales I ate.
Oh, am I?
Holy Mary. And that 200-year-old bottle of tequila that you had.
No, that was not 200 years old.
Oh, that's what Dad told me it was.
No, it was $200.
Oh,
the bottle cost.
Such a liar our dad
the
is.
The bottle cost $200. But it actually, let me think. It's a 30-year-old bottle.
I was wondering how you got a 200-year-old bottle of tequila.
I was in Mexico at the time.
Yeah, but still.
It's a whole other story that's not appropriate for this show.
Ah, that will be the other show that we
I was
do.
In Guadalajara.
The bootleg show, the Fred and Jeff bootleg show.
We went down to tequila,
so
actually.
We were over here, and we went over there, and there was Fred.
No, that was some awesome tequila.
That was your old political days, right?
Actually, we were down there for a Sister Cities event with Guadalajara. And met a bunch of other, we met some people from Spain and other countries that were sister cities with Guadalajara.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
That's cool.
Last time. Yeah, we had an extra day, so we went down to Tequila. They had a train called the Tequila Express.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Expreso de Tequila.
Are you sure it's not a coffee drink?
No, so we went down there and we went to the Herradura factory and I got that bottle and it was, they had a limited number. They only made a certain amount and I've been saving it and figured, this year at Christmas we'd share it with the aunts and uncles.
That was very nice.
Yeah, it was really good tequila too.
Well, you shared some with me. It was very tasty.
Yeah, you were the only one aside from dad's siblings.
Oh, wow.
You got some.
I feel very honored. Thank you.
Should. You should.
And by the way, you can tell in my voice that it is infectious disease season here in Tucson, Arizona.
If you don't know someone who's sick. Yeah. Mom and Dad are sitting home sick right now.
I think Dad gave this crud to me, too, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the other day he gave me his check to sign, and I'm like, okay, and I took it, and I probably touched my face or something. Next thing you know, I've got Lou Rawls' voice.
Very nice.
You'll never find.
Yeah.
So it's kind of chilly out there today in the old Pueblo, too.
Yeah, and we're going to have a beautiful New Year's, and we're tell people and have there are all sorts of parties going on all over this community.
Right. So what's rule number one?
Drink responsibly.
Yes. Call entourage. Call a cab.
Designated driver.
Designated driver, people. We do not need anybody crashing into trees or other people.
Have a great time, but be safe.
Right.
But, this one of the other annual occurrences at this time of year is the... Tucson Association of Realtors soccer shootout.
Right.
And in studio with us, we have the tournament director, who is Diane Cannon. Diane, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The 2013 president of the Tucson Association of Realtors, Kathy Urchell. Did I say that right?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
Wow.
I am so bad at pronouncing names.
I knew you could get Cannon right, but I was a little nervous about Urchell.
Yeah. So, ladies, tell us about the 23rd annual.
Well, we are excited. Kathy and I look at each other. we're so excited. We just both want to talk. It's our 23rd annual tournament. It will be January 18th, 19th, and 20th. This year, we are very excited. We have 358 teams. And
wow.
The reason we're so excited is this is about the same number that we were attracting prior to 9/11. So,
wow.
If anything, I think that says a lot for our community and maybe for our economy as well. But we're excited about that. We have teams coming in from Texas, New Mexico, California, and of course Arizona. And we have a team also coming in from Mexico this year.
All right, international again.
So we're back to internet. Yeah, being able to get some teams across the border and come in and enjoy our wonderful city in this wonderful tournament.
Now, I remember in the past we've had some teams from Europe, from Canada.
We did. In the past we've had teams from Poland, Czechoslovakia, England. We've had a number of teams come in from England.
Those kids were probably pretty good.
Yes, they were. They were.
Were they hooligans?
No, but their parents probably were.
I don't know, because they didn't speak English, so I couldn't find out if they were a hooligan.
The Brits could. those are the hooligans.
They were very good soccer players.
You know what? You work for the U of A, right?
Yes, I do.
You've got some political blood in you. Because every time
we're going to try to bait you
a little bit here, and you're like, oh, chuckle, chuckle. Oh, you guys are so cute. Oh, back to the agenda.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
What do you do at the U of A? You told me earlier.
I am the Development Director for Student Affairs.
All right, and what does the Development Director for Student Affairs do?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question.
I could ask it again.
What is the Development? Yeah, there we go. What I do is I help to support the programs for the students that is everything outside of their individual college. So, for example, if they're in the College of Education or the College of Business, then or if they're a scholarship athlete. So what I do is I help to support the services and the programs that touch the students' lives, that make their college experience an exceptional one. So that means from ASUA to campus health to our wonderful student union to the bookstore to student media, campus career services,
Greek life.
Yes.
All right.
All the services that are all the intramural sports, so campus recreation. So I help to support those funding for those programs through our wonderful donors and friends of the university so that the students have an exceptional experience when they're here.
Now, do you use that connection at your job to help the shootout? Do you get a bunch of kids from the U of A to come down and volunteer for that?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Yes, we do.
So that's a great connection.
It is a great connection. Now, and my boss, Melissa Vito, is just, you know, so supportive of this program and my student affairs team. So, yeah, we get a lot of support from the university.
That's awesome.
So, Kathy, the Tucson Association of Realtors, this is their title event.
Yes, it is.
And how do they get involved?
We actually got involved because we were asked.
So if we ask you for other things, you'd be happy to say yes?
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
We would have the Tucson Association of Realtors Fred and Jeff show.
We could have the Tucson Association of Realtors brand new Fred driving a Corvette.
No. I want a crossfire.
Oh. Well, there you go.
But we are committed to Southern Arizona.
Yes,
and
you are.
We became the title sponsor because of the enthusiasm, passion, and community support that it generates.
Oh, this event brings tons of dollars to our little community.
Not only that, but it's just a fun event. And the kids are, you know, we're talking before the show started, Diane and myself, about the parade when the opening ceremonies, when the teams come through, and just the energy and the spirit that they have. And then the venues all over the city, people get to enjoy some really high-end soccer for, 3-4 days?
For 3 days,
yes. 3 days.
Yeah, and it kicks off with the parade of teams and the Soccer Olympics. And like you said, it's the energy that's 5,000 kids coming through that parade of teams is just something to experience. And we modeled it. Actually, Brendan Bill Viner designed it to mirror what the Olympics is like. So they have, then the players get to participate in that kind of venue, and they just love it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It is awesome.
When they remember something about the Tucson Association of Realtors shootout, what they remember is Friday night, because it is so unique and so exceptional. And we're very proud to be able to present something that's so different for all these kids and their families.
Yeah, now, so the main venue is over at Fort Lowell Park.
That's where the headquarters is.
There's games all over.
We use 14 different sites, and we have about 85 different fields that we use over the two-day weekend, which is game play. So
I didn't know there were 85 soccer fields in Tucson. That's awesome.
If there isn't, we make them for this event.
No, that's great. I mean, Tucson's really, you know, with Football Club Tucson, you know, seeing some semi-pro and pro soccer coming to the Old Pueblo, Tucson's really kind of turning into a soccer town. It's very fun.
It is. And FC Tucson, which is, of course, the new semi-pro team, they're actually very supportive and very involved in the tournament as well.
So who are some of the sponsors besides the realtors? I know this is a major community outpouring.
Well, the Tucson Association of Realtors is our title sponsor, but Pizza Hut has been involved since the very beginning. So for 23 years, they've been the sponsor of the Soccer Olympics. All of our media partners, such as you guys, are involved. The city of Tucson also supports us in providing a lot of the manual work that goes on to help put this event up.
So it's really a community event.
It truly is a community event.
That's great.
So this starts, the 23rd annual Tucson Association Realtor Shootout starts on the 18th of January.
Yes.
That's the Friday night, and it goes through the 20th, and we're looking forward to some great soccer in the Old Pueblo.
Anything else to add?
No. The only thing that I would want to add is we look forward to our continued partnership with the Fort Lowell Soccer Club, and good luck to all the participants, and remember to have fun.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you both.
Yeah, you guys do great things for Tucson. We really appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. All right. We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we're going to have some more fun things to talk about here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Ronstadt from the Fred and Jeff Show and Ronstadt Insurance. And Fred and I and the staff of Ronstadt Insurance would like to wish you all a very happy and very safe holiday season. We look forward to a great 2013 here in Tucson. And remember, if you need anything for your health, dental life, disability, long-term care, or Medicare plan, give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance. We are pioneers in good service.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Yola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And Jeffrey.
Yes.
We invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com.
Yes.
Follow us on
Twitter, Facebook.
No, like
LinkedIn.
Like us on Facebook.
All the things.
You know, we do not have a LinkedIn account yet. I wonder if we should get one of those. What are you doing?
Okay, so what you're hearing right now is Mulan, but that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for a cool 80s song by a group that I can't remember their name, darn it.
So when we do prep, you couldn't have done this then?
Madness.
That's it, Madness, and the name of the song is One Step Beyond.
Okay.
You remember that song, don't you?
No.
You're a product of the 80s.
Yeah, I am. Actually,
don't you remember that?
I have.
Madness?
You know, I just pulled out of the closet is an old Guess.
No, Fred, I do not want to know what's hidden in your closet.
A Guess G jacket from the 80s.
Are you sure? What happened to your members only jacket?
I don't know how
that's
that one.
Probably in there hidden somewhere,
yeah,
isn't it?
But I have my Guess jean jacket with a leather collar, and my kids were just having fits that I would even wear that thing.
That thing is probably retro now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was telling them. Chicks would pay top dollar for that thing.
Yeah, dude, this is not Stripes. This is not Stripes.
Darn it. That was another 80s movie.
That is
another 80s movie. All right, so anyways.
You can't leave. The plants will die.
That's right. Tito Puente is going to die.
Tito Puente. All right.
All right, anyways.
Back to the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Tristan, how much time do we have before the bottom of the hour? Like 12 seconds? All right, we got plenty of time.
All right, so in studio with us, we have actually a bunch of people. Michelle Crow, who's the event manager of Beyond.
Beyond.
Yes, Ross Zimmerman, who's the founder and Gabe's dad of Beyond. And later on, we'll introduce Tim Bentley, who's sort of being the peanut gallery at the moment. But Michelle and Ross, so welcome to the big show.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're pleased to have you guys here. So tell us a little bit about Beyond. What is it?
Well, what happened after the shootings is... Oh, and I should mention, listening to you guys, it strikes me that you're clearly the Tucson equivalent of the Maliatsu brothers.
The Maliatsu brothers? Who are they?
Click and
Clack. Click and Clack.
Yeah.
Car Talk.
That guy still owes me $20. Right, Tim? $20. I can't wait to see that guy again.
Oh, well, let's
get back to Beyond. See, like the Maliatsu brothers.
Yeah, don't get us off track, because we'll just go.
You're easily distracted.
Totally.
But Russell,
totally.
When we talk about the shootings, this is the January shootings a couple of years back.
Yes.
With,
yes. And my son, Gabe Zimmerman, and five other people perished. Shortly after the shootings, my wife's... Gabe's stepmom, my wife's cousin Steve, who's with the Park Service, wanted to do something and got a bunch of us together to think about what we could do that was positive and worthwhile in Tucson. And we wanted to do things that use the wonderful public lands and the wonderful spaces here. And there were various ideas, some of them involving a ring trail that might still come to fruition. But the big thing that came out of it was the concept that we wanted to do a event that got as many people, actually an interlocking set of events that got as many people out and about in the Tucson area the Saturday before the anniversary of the shootings as we could. And that was about when we recruited Michelle, who's amazing at this thing and does all the real work and the heavy lifting. And we put together an event set for 2012 that was pretty amazing, with 35 events plus the core event at Reed Park. And this year, we're continuing forward on the 5th, and we're going to have, I think, 15 events plus the core event at Armory Park. Is that correct, Michelle?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Okay. Well, Beyond... was this idea that to commemorate the anniversary of the shooting, that we could get outdoors and be proactive about bettering our health and the health of those that we love by spending time in nature and getting outdoors and getting active and kind of coming together as a community.
Yeah, that's a big thing with Fred and I is getting out and meeting your neighbor.
Right.
And you know, your community becomes such a strong place, such a vibrant place if you know your neighbor.
And you only become a community if you go outside your house and you get outside and you interact, and it's one person at a time, one family at a time. And so part of the Beyond event was to create opportunity on the anniversary for people to get outside and come together again, much as they kind of spontaneously came together after the tragedy. And so these fine folks, Ross and Steven and Pam, they had this great idea. Let's just get everybody out. They didn't want it to be a somber day. They thought that was more appropriate for later. But it was an idea to get people out and to consider how, you know, you can spend time with each other. You know, get to the most important things in life. Forget the chores. Forget the, you know, turn the TV off. Spend the day with those that you love. And so they came up with this idea. And they named the event Beyond because there was a few meanings to that. The idea was that we should we wanted to help the community move beyond the tragedy. But the other idea is that healthy behaviors sometimes involve us moving beyond our daily routines, right? What we're comfortable with. Sometimes you have to move beyond, you know, you pick up a new activity, you try something new. Maybe you move beyond your normal social circle and you reach out to somebody that you don't know already. So it kind of has this meaning in a lot of, in a sort of a deeper level.
And that takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to go outside the norm.
Right.
And try something new.
Right.
And, of course, what we hope is that we will entice folks out to try something new, and they'll keep doing it. Because physical health, getting out with other people, these things promote mental health. This is a way to have a mentally and physically healthier community that functions better together and maybe lowers the odds of bad things happening like the shooting.
Well,
the more you're invested in your community, the more you want to help preserve it, protect it, enhance it. And doing events like this, engaging in events like that, mm-hmm. you know, just makes those things more direct.
But you bring up a good point, because there's a big, big, big kind of, it's an undertow of people wanting better health. Mm-hmm. And we've become such a marshmallow society. You know, whether it's fast food, whether it's sitting in front of the TV, we're just not as active as we need to be. And you look at Fred and I, we're two perfect examples of guys that could be more active.
So, talk about yourself there, Cheesy.
Okay, we're looking at me and Fred. And so, but the point is that mental health, exercise, getting out, meeting people, that promotes mental health. It's a beautiful thing.
And beating people over the head with the idea if you don't exercise, if you don't do the right things, bad things are going to happen to you. That's not the
way. It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work.
It needs to be a peer-supported, fun thing.
Absolutely.
That you get out and do because you like doing it, and you like doing it with friends.
The social part of it is huge.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
Years ago, I've had occasion to run with the Tarahumara Indians when they were brought up here to Tucson to train for 100-mile events.
Wow.
And it was very interesting. Well, it turns out our mountains are very similar in some ways to the mountains where they run. And what was real striking is that they don't train just to train. They are out and active because their life requires it. And the events you hear about where they do these circuit races that go on for hours and days, it's a social thing, village against village. It's very much at the center of their society. It's not something lonely you're out doing by yourself.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I remember years ago working for a doctor group here in town, and we had some folks working with the native population, and they're trying to get the kids to run because the Native Americans ran and ran, and it kept them so healthy. And as time went on, they stopped doing that, and that's what led to diabetes and things like that. And getting those kids out to run, except that culture, has helped them a bunch.
Well,
we got to go. We got the bottom of the news. Sorry. So, folks, we'll be right back here on the Fred and Jeff Show. Stick around, because we got lots more to talk about with our fine friends here from beyond. As Congress Street opens and construction slows down, it's never been easier to enjoy downtown.
With more than 15,000 spaces, it's a breeze to find parking while you're downtown.
You can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Take in a show or explore dozens of galleries and museums.
Have a night on the town with the best nightlife around. Shop at amazing stores with unique and fashionable goods in Tucson's downtown.
Fun you won't find anywhere except downtown. Support your locally owned business downtown.
See more at Tucson. See more at going down on Tucson.org. See more at downtowntucson.org. What a cheese.
Well, you know, come on.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back to the Jeff is messing around with his iPod show.
It's not an iPod. It's a Android.
No,
fridge.
Jeff is messing around with his
48% of all phones in the world have Android. Only 28% have Apple.
All right. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Yes, you are.
This should be the Jeff Tech Talk Google.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I was just trying to, you know, sound smart and talk about how the Native Americans and all that stuff. And then, you know, our fabulous guest, like, well, actually, Jeff, during the break, actually, Jeff, you're wrong. It wasn't that. It was the sugar.
All right. Well,
I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, let's remind people to visit us at friendjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the program on iTunes. And we have in studio with us. What?
I love the way you say, and download us on iTunes. You can download us from our website onto your Google phone, too. Any phone you have, you can download the Fred and Jeff Show and listen to it. Any smartphone you have, thank you, you can download the Fred and Jeff Show. It doesn't just have to be iTunes. Though I'm a fan of iTunes, though all you iTunes people out there, don't get mad at me, but anyone can download it on their phone and listen to it in their car.
If you go to friendjeff.com.
Correct.
Okay, so in studio with us is Ross Zimmerman, who's the founder and Gabe's dad of Beyond, and Michelle Crow, who's the event manager. And we were talking.
Wait a minute. I'd just like to point out that I did not know Ross was a PhD biochemist.
Biologist. Evolutionary biologist. Yeah.
So you got to start telling me the background of these people. So when I start talking crap, excuse me, that's a nickel in the jar. I know, kids. When I start talking about that stuff, then I don't, you know, the guest doesn't say, well, Jeff, actually.
So are you thinking, so all these years, you've just been making stuff up, and now we have someone in the studio
and look
to call you on the carpet.
Me.
All right. Well, all I knew about Ross was he's Gabe's dad.
Hello, Ross.
So, yeah. Well, let's talk about Gabe real quick, Ross. Gabe Zimmerman, who was...
Well, Gabe was just as much a product of Tucson as you guys are. Although, obviously, I moved to Tucson, and the Ronstadts have been here for generations. But Gabe and his brother Ben were both born at Tucson Medical Center. They grew up over on the west side of town, went to Tully Elementary. They both ended up at UHS Rincon, and from there, Gabe went on to UC Santa Cruz, and Ben ended up at University of British Columbia. But Gabe came back here after his undergraduate degree in sociology, and got a master's from the social work program at the ASU School of Social Work Tucson component.
Boo, ASU. Don't say it on the show.
Yes, I've teased him because my degree's from the Arizona, and I said, you know, we can tolerate a scum devil.
You're very generous.
But only one.
Yeah. And he and his brother were always outgoing folks, all-around athletes, very much like the desert Southwest. Gabe ran across the canyon, the Grand Canyon, with me on a couple occasions. But as he was finishing up his program at the School of Social Work, this was when Gabrielle Giffords wanted to run for Congress for the first time. And he was encouraged to go meet her. And it turned out they had a lot in common, a lot in common. And he ended up working on her campaign and distinguished himself. And Gabrielle very badly wanted to run a good constituent services operation. So that's after the campaign, that's what she asked Gabe to build, was the constituent services program for her office. And if it's any figure of merit, I was told that they had four times the caseload of a typical congressional office.
That's true.
Because it was something very important to them. Gabe hired good lieutenants. I remember commenting to him a couple months after he started there, you know, son, this is the perfect application of your degrees in sociology and social work. You're working in a place where you can actually help people. And after he'd done that for a couple of years, they also asked him to take on the outreach director role for the office, which meant he was in charge of the logistics of all the events like Congress on Your Corner. And in fact, I very distinctly remember talking to him when he was setting up the first Congress on Your Corner at that Safeway 2 years before the shootings, worrying about the logistics and going back and forth about it. One of the most striking conversations he and I had about events that he was setting up was after the shooting of the rancher in the Douglas area.
Right.
And Gabrielle wanted to go down and talk to those folks. And those folks were mad. Those folks had guns. Many of those folks did not care for government or her especially. And I remember listening to him one night as he was figuring out the ins and outs of this. And I said, you know, son, that's awfully brave of you and your boss to go down and face these people and talk to them. And he said, well, actually, Dad, it's not me, it's her. I recommended against it. But she went down there and it went very well, and he loved that job. And he was doing the right thing, doing what he should have been doing, where he should have been when the shootings happened. You know, it's just unbelievably bad luck, because mass shootings happen all over this country. They don't recognize the ability, the warmth, the characteristics of the people that get shot. It can happen to anybody. The only part about the mass shooting here in Tucson that surprised me was it involved a member of my family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I actually saw Gabe his very first day in Gabby's office.
Oh, my.
And I worked with his mother for years when I was on the city council.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so... So, and at the time I was working, for the ABA, and they were officed in the same complex. Mm-hmm. And I had a relationship with Ron Barber and those guys, and I'd go over and, you know, shoot the poop with them. And I was in the office, and it was Gabe's first day, and he was excited, and people were excited that he was there. And I gotta tell you, I really respect Gabby, and she put together a great team that did a lot of good things for this community. And
she did it because she loved this community and thought it was important, and she surrounded herself with people who thought the same way.
Yeah, and that's always the mark of a good leader, is you surround yourself with the best and the brightest. People are even smarter than you are, and give them the mission and let them go. I know that staff was really well loved in this community, and still are. You know, obviously Ron kept some of them, and they're still working hard. So the reason I want to talk about Gabe is, you know, a lot of these events, well, I shouldn't say a lot, some of them are occurring at one of the trail that's named for him.
Yes, and that was actually a very interesting genesis of that, because Pima County badly wanted to do something to help Gabe. The Arizona Trail folks, which Gabe's mom, Emily Nottingham, was president of at the time, badly wanted to help, because Gabe had helped them get the National Scenic Trail designation, and they knew him and loved him. And Steve Farley jumped in with some of the artistic help. A variety of entities contributed, and they did a wonderful, wonderful trailhead there. And there's going to be a hike at that trail at 8:30 on this coming Saturday morning.
Well, on the website, which is beyond-tucson.org, there's, I think, 15 events listed. And during the break, Michelle said there's 16, and there might be more coming down the line. But tell us about all these events.
Yes.
Well, so, you know, the idea was to try to get people together and to come together to commemorate the anniversary in a positive fashion. And it was a great idea, and before we knew it, a lot of groups said, you know, I want to host a Beyond event, and it just spread like wildfire.
Okay, Michelle, hold on. I have to interject.
Sure.
What do you do for a living that has gotten you into this position? How are you uniquely qualified to put all this stuff together?
This is a job interview.
Yeah. What,
oh, my God.
Well, for one thing, she was Gabe's counterpart in Raul Grijalva's office. She was the outreach director over there, so this role for us is not just a job. She and Gabe were good friends.
Yeah, so it struck a pretty meaningful chord to me to get to work on this project.
Okay, so before you did this, you were in the government sector.
I worked in the government, and then I left, and then I do, essentially now I do public relations consulting.
Okay.
And when this project came up, it was just, you know, it obviously the shooting affected me profoundly, and the, you know, Gabe and I were good friends, and so it was a meaningful project for me to work on.
So you jumped in both feet.
Yeah. And Gabe was, to talk about Gabe, was just amazing at what he did. He was, you know, intelligent and compassionate and so talented. And so for me, a lot of this, you know, memories that I have of Gabe, and the spirit of Gabe that I hope gets applied into this project.
So now that we know a little bit about you, Tell us about the project. Or do we need to take a break? Okay, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and talk all about the project. We might as well just keep people hanging on for one more segment.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back with our last segment here, and we're going to learn all about Beyond here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Ronstadt from the Fred and Jeff Show and Ronstadt Insurance. And Fred and I and the staff of Ronstadt Insurance would like to wish you all a very happy and very safe holiday season. We look forward to a great 2013 here in Tucson. And remember, if you need anything for your health, dental life, disability, long-term care, or Medicare plan, give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance. We are pioneers in good service.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
Yeah, visit us.
You got to let me get my Hank Lomanack in there. Come all on. Right. That's exactly right, Fred.
Was that Hank?
No, oh, that was no, Click. That was Click. Yeah, that was Click. Darn it.
So visit us at friendjeff.com.
Jay Taylor.
Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Download us on iTunes, and you can actually download the show off the website as well.
That's a gonga, Fred.
Thank you, Austin. So in studio with us, we have Emily and Ross from Beyond.
Emily, what's your last name, Fred?
Crow.
No, my name's Michelle.
Or Michelle.
Thank you. Hello.
You're thinking of Gabe's mom.
I was looking at a picture of Emily on the website.
Oh,
Emily Nottingham, who's
Fred.
Gabe's mom.
That's right.
Michelle Crow and Ross Zimmerman from Beyond. And we're just getting into the events, and there are at least 15 going on right now.
I think we're up to 16. They grow. It's really interesting. It was a good idea, and so people wanted to participate. So I mean, almost every jurisdiction in Pima County said, you know what, we're going to hold an event to get our residents out and active on this day in commemoration. And so, you know, wherever you live, there is an event nearby.
That's cool.
You know, the town of Marana hosts a hike up in the Tortolita Mountains. As far down as Green Valley, La Posada Community Center hosts a memorial. Oh, they do a whole bunch of things down there. They do a walk, they do yoga, they do Tai Chi. As you mentioned, there's, you know, these stunning trailhead that was developed over on the east near Vail, the Gabe Zimmerman Davidson Canyon Memorial Trailhead. And Emily, Gabe's mom, hosts a hike or a mountain bike ride, whichever you prefer.
How does she do that? She hikes and mountain bikes at the same time.
She's like, keep up, guys, people. Keep up.
Yeah. So it's a multi-use trail, so you can either hike it or you can mountain bike it.
Very good.
It's a favorite for mountain bikers and hikers alike. And so, you know, there's, and then as far as Saguaro National Park West, there's an event. Our main event, these are, you know, so there's 16.
Wait a minute, there's horseback riding?
There's horseback riding up in Catalina State Park, the town of Oro Valley. Also host some hikes up in...
There's in a kindness stroll at Valley of the Moon.
I'm in
Valley
for that one.
Moon.
I'm in the kind of, with our little friend Angus McDougal.
Yeah.
We love
really
Angus.
It's a sweet event, and it's a really magical place, right? Especially if you have kids that you want to take.
Yeah.
So there's this whole series of choices of what you can do on this day to get outside, spend time with your family, get active, be healthy, be a part of the community. You can either pick one nearby your house, or you can travel across town and discover a brand new special place that you haven't been before. But, you know, just pick one of them. And you can go to our website at www.beyond-tucson.org and see all the events that are listed there. And just pick one either by location or by the activity you like. As you mentioned, you can hike out into the backcountry, or you can go
to the Children's Museum of Tucson.
That's right. I should say that our you know, there's this whole series of events, but our main event we actually hold in the afternoon Most of the outer ring events happen in the morning, and then everybody comes downtown into the heart of our community. And our main event is called Beyond Together We Move, and it's in Armory Park. And it's in partnership with the Children's Museum across the street, but also Armory Park Senior Center. So it's sort of those three entities have come together to create just a whole bevy of activities for the whole age group, right? So there's so many things that you can do there. At noon, things are kicking off with Livable Streets Alliance is a coalition group that works really hard to make our streets safe and usable for pedestrians and bicycles. And they're hosting what's called a kidical mass. So bring your bike down and they go for a bike ride, with families, and they take you around. And then after you come back, Pima County Bike and Pedestrian Program is hosting a bike valet. So you can park your bike and then join all the festivities. The Children's Museum is free that day, and they've pushed a lot of their really fun activities out onto the lawn. So they have a We Move fitness, class that they teach. They've got a rock climbing wall. They've got jumping castles.
Well, and they're also going to have the Twisted's Double Dutch group.
I love Double Dutch. I used to do Double Dutch.
Did you really?
Yeah, so I insisted they bring the double.
That's awesome. Fred and I tried Double Dutch once, but it didn't work.
Right. And then
we couldn't get a third person, right?
No, you thought it was hot chocolate.
Oh, that's right. Double Dutch chocolate.
And then the senior groups.
Well, wait a minute, because then you have the Children Caring Sound Samba Club.
Oh, they're so cute.
And the Stories
they're
That Soar.
So cute.
The Treehouse Farms. I mean, yeah, the Children's Museum of Tucson has got it going on.
Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So there'll be animals and people, as you mentioned. Some of the therapy animals. Treehouse Farm brings out some of their animals, and a couple other groups also bring, you know, so it'll be a bevy.
Fred might bring his kids. That's a whole pack right there.
There you go.
Well, you know, I got it. We're zeroing in on the bottom of the show, the end of the show, and we have to let Tim. Yes. Let Tim talk, because
we made him. I just wanted him to show up and sit there. Come on. This is our friend of the show and godfather of my daughter, Tim Bentley.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me crash your party.
And player of the cowbell for the Chili's Band.
But I wanted to be the player of the cowbell.
No, Tim is the original player of the cowbell, but he never shows up to practice.
He's like the drummer. I'm like the drummer. You know, they keep replacing him.
Yeah, this is not Spinal Tap. I'm not going to spontaneously combust. You're with the Southern Arizona Roadrunners.
Right. I'm on the board of the Southern Arizona Roadrunners, and the tragedy of the shootings, you know, hit us particularly hard. I don't think if your listeners don't know, you know, Ross is an accomplished runner and has been a trail runner. His, you know, Gabe had just recently run the Mount Lemmon half marathon. And so this hit us particularly hard because this was our family. We were connected to him. And we thought, what can we do? What can we do to make this a better place? What can we do to take things beyond? And so we're sponsoring runs, throughout the day, but most importantly, we'll be at Sabino Canyon first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. for a road as far up the road as you'd like to go, 2, 4, or 7.5. We'll also be at the Saguaro National Park West. We'll be at the west side for a run there. And then our Meet Me at Maynard's group, which I think Fred walks with quite a bit, and Meet Me at La Encantada group, will be at Armory Park at 3 o'clock for a walk. You know, our goal, our mission with the Southern Arizona Roadrunners is to make Tucson a better place through fitness and health. So this aligns perfectly with us, you know, take things beyond, make Tucson a much better place.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
And actually, I want to chip in with a appreciation for what the Roadrunners has done, sponsoring something called the Gabe Zimmerman Triple Crown throughout the course of the year. And that's something you can go to their website and find out about and sign up for. And they've used that as a fundraising vehicle for Child and Family Resources, which is a social service agency whose board Gabe was on, and who provided child care for Gabe and Ben when they were little, that does the kind of things for kids and families that are good for this community and this state. The Roadrunners have been really wonderful about all this.
That's
and
awesome.
We really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Good job, Tim, to your organization. So you brought up the term fee. How much does it cost to participate in all of these or any of these events?
Well, actually, all of the events are free.
Say that again?
They're free. Actually, there
free
is
parking.
One event.
Uh-oh.
There is one event. There is, if you really want to push yourself, there is a duathlon at Colossal Cave Mountain Park. Now, to get into Colossal Cave Mountain Park, it's a free day. They've waived admission. But they're also, and they're providing a variety of activities at Colossal Cave all day long, from 7 in the morning till 3 p.m. So don't think that
wow.
if you're going to Colossal, you need to run, do a duathlon. You can hike the trail. There's Pan for Gold. There's a fun, ton of fun activities. If you want to do the duathlon, then tag running events, there is a fee for that duathlon. But if you really want to push yourself and go beyond that day, it's a 5K run, a 12-mile bike ride, and then a 2-mile run after that. And, I mean, all these places really have the most stunning scenery. It's incredibly spectacular.
Oh,
yeah.
It's anywhere in this community, if you get out, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, one more time. How much does it cost to participate in all these events except for the duathlon?
Oh, all the events are free. In fact, going to Colossal Cave is free as well. The admission is waived for the day. So, our National Park waives the admission. Sabino as well. I mean, it's really a
so there's really no financial reason not to go out.
Oh, no.
And where do I sign up if I want to sign up for these events? I know I go to your website and it says events and it says register, but I don't really have to register, do I?
Well, it's not required to register. It helps us plan for how many people are coming. So maybe sign up is better than register, but it is helpful if you say that you're coming.
So you can have enough donuts and coffee and
well,
Snicker bars.
And there are one or two events, like the event at Saguaro West, because it is in a national park.
That's a good point.
There's an upper limit of 400 folks, and I don't know how close they are
they're
to that.
They're about 100 slots away.
Wow.
Sabino does the same thing. We don't need to cap it, but parking is an issue. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, it shouldn't be a problem. Last year, we had probably 150 runners. I expect probably 300 runners at Sabino Canyon. It'd be plenty of parking.
So carpool.
It's carpool, and then Sabino Canyon is doing the same thing. The activities all day. What I like about this, and I'm not involved with Beyond, is you can start at 7 a.m., and do something all day long. You know, you can run, you can hike. You know, you can really get involved in our community and see some wonderful things.
That's awesome.
And, you know, end up at Armory Park with other like-minded people to really celebrate and take Tucson beyond. So that's, you know, that's what I think take away.
Well, I have to tell you guys, this is a fabulous New Year's present that you guys have given to our community. And it's a shame that something tragic had to bring this about, but God love you guys for what you're doing to turn things around, to make our community a better place to live.
Gabe would have gotten a huge kick out of this.
He would have loved it. That's very true.
Absolutely. So, folks, Happy New Year.
We should give away some stuff.
Give it away.
So we have a gift certificate to 1702, which
craft
is...
Craft pizza. Craft beer and pizza. Craft pizza and craft beer.
Yeah, craft beer and craft pizza.
Yummy. 1702 East Speedway.
So the first person to... Let's see. First person to tell us the song that Jeff played.
I didn't. I couldn't. Oh, the Mulan song? Oh, sorry, Fred.
The second song.
The second song.
I never got a second song. So the first person to send Fred the email and then the subject line say Mulan wins $25 gift certificate to 1702.
And that's Fred at friendjeff.com.
Right. Folks, have a great, great, safe, happy, prosperous, healthy new year. Thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. My older brother Fred and I really, really appreciate you. And so please support our sponsors and have a very, very safe and happy new year, folks. Take care.